year and last year's.
Next year, then?
Sick, not you.
Oh, yeah.
Sick, next year, then.
Well, that's very good, isn't it?
Do you remember the massive argument this shore was first built? Don't know the massive argument, do you?
No.
Half the shore left, no.
Yeah? Do you notice so?
Yeah.
The one there in the middle?
Yeah. Is that the one? Yeah.
They left because of the window?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah? Okay, so our limit of Chofetz Chaim is Lizchus Refuah of Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, who's making a meal to Shem Chasna B'Shol Tov Mitzlachas. I believe it's tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's the Chasna Emiyat Shem.
Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah, Emiyat Shem B'Shol Tov Mitzlachas. And this is the Zchus Refuah Shleima of Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben Chayla and any other cholim that there might be in the world.
Which particular one?
Pardon?
Which particular
Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Dudi Yitzkevich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dudi himself. Okay. So we were learning about how to do tshuva if somebody has committed, has spoken Lashon Hara. And we said that if nobody believed him and nobody acted on what he said, then it's only Ben Odom Lamokoim. And therefore, he has to do the regular tshuva. What happens? Yeah, the usual rules of tshuva, and presumably an Elul and a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur can probably clear that. Yeah, we said they're all Ben Odom Lamokoim. Some are only Ben Odom Lamokoim.
No, they're both. I see.
Are only Ben Odom Lamokoim.
I'm saying they're all both.
If a person speaks Lashon Hara,
yes,
with an intention of causing damage and harm,
yeah,
and nobody believed him, and nobody took one blind bit of notice of him,
yeah,
then he's only got a problem of Ben Odom Lamokoim.
Yeah.
So he did the Aveira of speaking Lashon Hara, and he has to do regular tshuva between him and his maker.
Yeah.
However, if he caused damage to someone, yeah, or the people, even if he didn't cause damage, but if the people believed him and what he said, they were mekabel Lashon Hara, then you've got a mesaper and a mekabel. He was goyim that they were mekabel Lashon Hara, and they may have acted on it. And if they've acted on it, then he may have caused damage to somebody's reputation, to somebody's finances, to a shidduch, whatever it is, there are all sorts of damages that can be caused. Then the halacha is that with all ben odom lachaveras, like when you owe money to someone, that nothing at all can be mechapa for that until you've sorted the thing out with. If it's a debt, then you have to pay the money. And if it's not a debt and it's some other harm, then you have to get mechila from that person. And you have to go to him and you have to beg and you have to grovel until you get mechila. Yeah? And that person, it says, he should not be an achzori. He should not be an achzori. He should be moichel. Is it this week's sedra or next week's sedra? The brothers of Yosef were worried. The brothers of Yosef were worried that La'acha Misas, once their father had died, that Yosef would take revenge on them. Yeah, and they said, so there's a whole shtickel Torah about it. They said, and we don't know that the father ever did say anything to them that they should forgive, but they said it. And then he said to them, I'm not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything was all min hashamayim, everything was bashet, and you have nothing to worry about, I'm not going to do anything to you. So they got their mechila. But in another situation, you have to beg, and you have to grovel, and you have to speak to the person. What happens, says the Chofetz Chaim, if the person's dead? If the person's dead, then the minhag is that, and this is brought down in Halacha, in Siman Tov Reishvot, when you should be mefayis your chaveroi, the Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, you should be mefayis someone. But what happens if you did harm to somebody who is no longer alive? Then you take a minion to his kever and you ask him mechila at his kever, and you hope that the neshama is there, and the neshama hears what's going on, and the neshama is moichel the harm that you did. Chofetz Chaim says one other point, and that is, what happens if you know that you spoke a Lashon Hara about someone, but you can't remember who it was that you spoke about? Yeah, you can't remember exactly who it was that you spoke about. Then he says such a person should become involved in teaching, spreading the teaching of Shmiras HaLoshon. He said maybe that will be a kapara. In this way he will atone to some degree for the harm in which his own words have caused. But clearly he hasn't actually got the mechila from the person involved because he can't remember who it was.
Is there another subdivision that they believed it but they didn't act on it?
Yes.
They heard it, they believed it, but they did nothing about
okay,
it.
Okay, but he's still as goyim to them. He's done harm to them because he told the Lashon Hara and they accepted it. So they became a kabbalah Lashon Hara through him. So that itself is already an avera. Besides, if they carried on and acted on it.
Started at a tow in Northwest London, Tuesday, 7th of Tevez, 19th of December, Rabbi Binyamin Marks, Shlita, wine, cakes and grapes. This week's tow is a sponsor of our family in honour of the first time granddaughter, Sarah Moskowitz, and Tiffy, at the Mr. Erlich, Mary Yorick, first place in the event tomorrow, Yves Rotter, Shevnu, Bias, Nemov, Yisrael, Hashem, Yisilos, and also this course, Hashavuim, Vach, Hayolim, Vanul, Chamor, Shiach, Tudu, Vatahem, Shalom, Bim, Heirom.
May, good morning, everybody. And this particular drosh is was the product. This particular shiur was the result of a real life shaila, and that's the best kind of shiur because it means it's a shaila that came to me, and I was asked, and I said one way, and then it was wasn't sure, and I went back and forward, and I came out with the shiur as well. So here we go. So the Shabbos morning, not so long ago, got a knock on my front door, and one of my neighbors asked me the following. He said that one of his members, his family, was very common, very, very, very scenario which is very likely to occur, probably has occurred to you as it's occurred to me. Somebody, they made Kiddush, so they drank wine. Obviously, they made Borei Pri HaGofen. They had mezoinus, had some cake, made the Borei made mezoinus, and they had grapes as well, Borei Pri Yoitz, Shivas Haminim. And when it came to the bracha achroina, so this particular person only made the bracha of Avdus Alamichio and forgot to make Al Hagefen and Al Ha'etz. So they wanted to know, do they have to go back, do they have to make now another bracha achroina of to be koilo the two, hopefully the two things together, to remember this time to do, at least to do two, to make Al Hagefen and Al Eitz Vel Pri Eitz. That was the Shaila. So my instinctive reaction was to say, yes, you have to make another Bracha Reina, because the Bracha of Alamichya is Omezoinus, and doesn't patter, you have an obligation. You've got a Chiyuv to make a Bracha Reina Al Geffen on the wine, and Al Eitz on the Peiris, so why should Alamichya patter? That was my instinctive reaction. So the person went away, and then I started to think about it a little bit. So that's what I want to take you through now, what my thoughts were, and actually it came out that I think, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, that psak was correct. Baruch Hashem, it was correct. I shouldn't make a new bracha. But we'll go through and we'll see learn a few halachas, chazer a few halachas. Hilchos brachas is such a yam. Always needs, you know, we always need to go through it again and again and again. And it's so shchiach every single day. We've always got, you know, these nuances and these different scenarios. So let's go through some of the hilchos brachas, basically halachas of making mistakes in brachas. So let's start. We'll start actually with bracha rishoina, because it's a good place to start because it's more straightforward. So let's talk about, we've got cake, grapes, and wine. So a person made Borei Pri HaGofen on the wine. Does that putter the grapes? Person's got grapes, got wine and grapes in front of him, and the person makes Borei Pri HaGofen. Is the bracha they made on the wine, does that putter the grapes? So that is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaba paskens that the bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen, because it makes sense to make Borei Pri HaGofen on grapes, obviously it's fruit of the vine, that's what the bracha is. So it says the Mechaba, but the Eved, if a person made the bracha on grapes, then he's Yoitza. Then he's Yoitza. However,
sorry, he made the bracha on the wine or the grapes?
Oh, so the Mechaba says, read the Losh of the Mechaba, says, Im b'di Eved berich ala novim b'ri pri ha-gofen Yotza. So the Mechaba is talking about a case where a person wasn't drinking wine, he was only eating grapes, and by mistake he made the bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen on the grapes. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, says that only in that scenario, where you're not drinking wine, and you picked up the grapes, and you made the Borei Pri HaGofen on the grapes, so then you're Yotza the bracha, but the Eved, you shouldn't go back and now make a new bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen, because the Loshen, the Nusukha, the bracha that you made on the grapes makes sense. But if you've got wine, and you're drinking wine, you make Kiddush, and you make a Rebbe Agafen, and you've got grapes also there, then it doesn't patter. So what's the difference? So the difference is that this is a klal always in Hilchos Brachos. You can have the same scenario with if you've got a banana and an apple, or anything, Bori Pri Adoma and a Bori Pri Oetz. So if you make a Bori Pri Adoma on the item which is Bori Pri Adoma, it doesn't patter the food which is Bori Pri Oetz. We know the Mishnah says in Brachos that if a person makes a Bori Pri Adoma on something which is Bori Pri Oetz, they are Yotzer, because fruits also grow from the ground. The answer is because, yes, it's true, that if you made the bracha on that item and not on something else. But if you made the bracha on something else, since that's not its bracha, this item, its bracha is Bori Pri Oetz, so therefore it will not automatically, you will not memela be patterned by the bracha that you made on the hadoma. So if you made the bracha on the tomatoes, it won't patter your apples or your grapes, because the apple or grape needs a Bori Pri Oetz. The exception is if you had intention. If for some reason you had intention, and you made when you made your Bori Pri Adoma, and you had the kavona to patter the vegetable, to patter the fruit, and not just the vegetable, so then you will be yotze the bracha rishona as well. But min astam, that's the klal I want to bring out. The min astam bracha rishona, this is the klal. Min astam bracha rishona does not patter the thing, even an item which that is not its bracha, unless you made the bracha on that item and nothing else. So if you made the bracha on item A, it will not patter item B, which is that's not its bracha lachatchila. Even though b'di'evid, if you made that bracha on item B, you will be yotzer, because at the end of the item B, it has its own mila. Chazal will convey a mila in fruits of the tree that they have to have a Bori Pri Oetz, and therefore making a bracha of Bori Pri Adama on something else will not patter the item which is Bori Pri Oetz. So basically, going back to our scenario, if you made the bracha on grapes, Bori Pri Agafen, yes, you're yotze. If you made the bracha on wine, Bori Pri Agafen, and you've got grapes in front of you, then that doesn't patter. If you've got cake in front of you, obviously Bori Pri Agafen will not patter the cake. If you make a mezonos on cake, it will not patter grapes, because grapes are grapes and mezonos is mezonos. There's no connection. Well, but yeah, so again, that's not quite true, because mezonos is a bracha, which if you made mezonos on nearly everything, if you made picked up grapes and you said boy rei minei mezonos, so you're yotzer, because mezonos is again a bracha in its nusach. It's something which is it's something which is zon, something which satiates, something which provides nourishment. Boy rei minei mezonos. So the nusach of bracha mezonos does apply to a grapes, but that's not the bracha of grapes. So if you make the bracha mezonos on grapes, so yes, it will patter the grapes, and you should not make another bracha. If it's tochei kedibul, you should obviously try to change it. But if it's achei kedibul, then you shouldn't change it. You should make a new bracha. Okay. So that's the klal in bracha rishona. On one more nekuda, what happens if you made a Bori Pri Oetz on wine? Does that work or not? So, because you could say, well, at the end of the day, the wine comes from grapes, which comes from a tree. So maybe it's not completely illogical to say that the bracha of Bori Pri Oetz should patter yain. At the end of the day, you could say no. At the end of the Chazal will convey, and this completely changed the whole mahus, the whole nature of wine is completely different. I don't see here the grapes at all anymore. I've got only wine. So that the Mishnah Berurah brings over here. On this, if machlokes achronim, some say, I think the Chai Odom and the Rikiv Eger say that if you made such a bracha, then you are yotzer. And the Magen Avraham says, and the Deir Shimshon say no. That if you made a Bori Pri Oetz on wine, or grape juice, then you are not yotzer. So in that case, we normally go. So it's a topic bracha zahakel, and you should not make a new bracha. So let's go now to Broch Achroina. And here's where it gets interesting. So Broch Achroina, we've got another sif, which I want to start with, which is the Broch of Alamichio. So what happens if a person made an Alamichio on wine? Again, you're only drinking wine, pick up your bencher to make Alamichio, to make Alagefen, and instead of saying Alagefen, by mistake you made Alamichio. Are you yotze or not? So there's no Mefurash Asif in Shulchan Aruch about this. Mechaba doesn't talk about it explicitly. The case that Mechaba does talk about is where a person drank wine and he benched. Or he just said the first bracha benching of Ha'azon. So on that, it's a Gemara, and the Mechaba passing is like, obviously like the Gemara. The halacha is that a person does not need to make a new bracha achrein. There are only two items that b'di'eved, if you benched after eating them, then you don't have to make a new bracha achreina, and that's yayin and tamarim, dates. So the Gemara says the reason is because these two things are soyed. They satisfy, they make you feel nourished. They make you feel full. They feel, it's not like just having a snack. It makes you feel full. If you drink enough wine, then it makes you feel full. So yayin and tamarim are two things which, if you benched batos, by mistake, you benched after eating them, so you are yotze b'di'eved, and the Mechaba says, even if you just made the first bracha, I think it happened to me recently, actually, I don't know what I was thinking. Recently it happened that I started benching, and I said the first bracha, and then I realized that I didn't need to bench at all, but I was yotze b'di'eved. So, but that's benching, birchas amozen. What's the halacha by alamichya? Does alamichya have the same din? So the Mechaba doesn't talk about it, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it, but there are achreinim who do talk about it. The Levush says, over here in Simon Reish Ches, says that in that case, yes, but the Eved, alamichya is the same, because just like benching, the whole point of benching is that it's alazan, it's on things which are, it's on bread. So to alamichya, which is on mezonos, it has the same halacha, that it's that yayin, which is zayin, just like bread is, so b'di'eved yubi yaitim. And that is the shitta of, that's the way the Kaf HaChaim paskens, other achronim, I think it's actually the Behetiv brings it down over here, the Behetiv brings it over here in the name of the Lechem Ram, the Teres HaKenim, the Kaf HaChaim paskens like that. So if you made alamichya, in short, if you made alamichya after drinking wine, only wine, you didn't have cake, then you will be yotze b'di'eved.
You said you would also be yotze with hazon. Yeah.
Yes.
But do you stop after hazon as well if you realize, yes, or do you carry,
yes,
on benching?
No, I think you should stop. Yeah, you should stop because it's not. Yeah, because it's not really chayev in Birchas HaMozon. Yeah.
We haven't mentioned all the other things that we do mention in alamichya. Aloretz and meal, bris and Torah and all that.
Yeah, I mean, the Mechaba says, yeah, it's a good question. The Mechaba says, afilu ama ela birchas hazan. So I would think that you're not supposed to, okay, not supposed to carry on. Yeah, the Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mefurish, Zafa gav she'en boi me'en shloisha, me'en shalosh, doesn't, even though he asks a question, even though the Alazan doesn't have the main sholosh like the main sholosh has the main sholosh. Because you're not supposed to be benching. So I guess you've said enough to patter up to your chiyuv, even though you haven't actually said all the shvachim that we're supposed to say. So that's if you said alamichya after wine. Now alamichya after grapes won't patter. Because even though yayin has a mila that is zayin, it's soyed, that it makes you feel full, but that's yayin, but not grapes. So alamichya on yayin will not, alamichya after grapes will not patter. Ala gefen, if it happens if you made ala gefen after you ate grapes, right? So ala gefen after you ate grapes will be the Mechaba that we saw before. That just like if you make al gefen on anovim, the yotze b'di'eved, right? If you make a bracha v'shoina on grapes, bori pri hagefen, that yotze b'di'eved. So too, if you made al gefen after eating grapes, so it also makes sense, because it makes sense to say al gefen after eating grapes. The other way around, what happens if you drank wine and you made Allah 8 vel priha 8? So that will be totally on the same machlokes as we had by Bracha V'Shoina. Just like by Bracha V'Shoina, if you made Borei priha 8 on wine, we said it's a machlokes, whether or not you ate them, but the you shouldn't make, so the Sofi Bracha Zakal, you shouldn't make another bracha. So too, If you made ala eitz after drinking wine, you also should not make another brocha achrayim. Okay. So all these scenarios we've discussed are where you've had one food item and you've gone and you've eaten the wrong, you've gone and made the wrong brocha achrayim. What happens if you ate two things and you made one, which was the scenario we started with, you made only one of the, your koilel, only one of the things that you were supposed to be koilel in the brocha achrayim. So, kupshutoi, we would have said that it's exactly the same as brocha rishoina. Right? Just like when, going back to what we say about brocha rishoina, just like about brocha rishoina, when, for example, if you make a bori minim azoinus on wine, so, make a bori minim azoinus, oh no, let's look at a different scenario. Let's say, if you make a boire peri har gefen on an oven. So the Mechaber says that you are Yoitzer. But that's only when you made the Bripia Geffen on grapes. But if you made the Bripia Geffen on wine and you drank wine, but you had grapes in front of you as well, so it doesn't patter. Because the grapes, they have their own brocha, which is Bripia Eitz. And that's the clout always with brocha Vishoina, that when you make one brocha, make a brocha on one item, it doesn't patter the other item unless you have kavana for it to patter. Or that was the only thing that you're eating. So by brocha achrayna, simply speaking, we should say the same thing as well. But when you make ala michyo, for example, you had cake and you had wine, and you made an ala michyo, and you forgot to say ala gefen, you forgot to say ala eitz. So it's true that ala michyo will patter the yayin if you made the ala michyo on the yayin. But if you had cake as well as the yayin, so then the ala michyo will patter the mezoinus, but it won't patter, unless you had intention specifically for whatever reason, it will not patter the yayin, because the yayin is mechayiv its own bracha achrayna, which is the bracha of olav gefen and priya gefen. On the case of all the grapes, I'll eat for soap, that's the case of mezoinus and yayin. Or we can talk about another scenario, where a person didn't have cake, but he had wine and he had grapes. So if you made ala el ha-gefen v'apriya gefen on grapes, so then you yotze b'dievet. But if you had wine and grapes, and you made on the wine ala gefen v'apriya gefen, and you forgot to say ala eitz v'apriya eitz, so that will not patter, because the grapes are mechai of their own bracha achroina. So b'dievet, it will not patter. So far, so good. Person who knocked on my door and he told him, yes, you have to make a new bracha achroina, that the zuchayra seems to be the correct psak. So I looked a little bit more though, and I found something which disturbed me, which was I found that the Kaf HaChaim talks explicitly about this case, and he says not like this. The Kaf HaChaim says, he talks about this scenario. He says, what happens if a person, exactly this case, he had cake and he had wine, and you made a Reimen Azoinus, and you made a Bo'i Priya Goffin, and you then made a Bracha Chroina Alav Alamichio. So first of all, he says, like we said before, he says clearly that Alamichio will patter yayin. Like we said, that's not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, but ala michya will patter yayin, just like because the Mosin patters yayin. Fine. But he said that, he then says, and even if you had cake as well as wine, and you only made ala michya, it will still patter the yayin, and you won't need to go back and make a new brocha achroina. So this got me very worried, because it means that I've told somebody they should go away and they should make a new brocha, and the Kaf HaChaim says not. So I looked a little bit more, and again, the problem is there is no Mishnah Berurah which explicitly discusses this particular scenario, at least, of the Ala Michya and the Ala Geffen. But I went back to this other case. If we just make two parallel cases, you've got the case where you had cake and you had wine, and you got the cake of wine and you had grapes. So in both cases, you've got one item where the brocha, it has the two separate brochas, and one brocha lechatchila will patter only one, but b'dieved will patter the other one as well. So the mezoinus or the alamichia will patter b'dieved the yayin, and in the case of the other scenario, then the b'ipriya gefen, the alagefen, will b'dieved patter the grapes. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about the first scenario of cake and wine, but he does talk about the scenario of wine and grapes. So the scenario of wine and grapes, the Mishnah Berurah is very clear that he understood there is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says He says, Shosei Yain, the Mechaber says, Shosei Yain, Birich, Bori Pia Geffen, Ve'ochel Enovim, if a person was drinking wine, he makes a Bori Pia Geffen, and he's eating grapes, so Ochel Vorech Alein, Bori Pia Eitz. It's like we said before, the Mechaber says that if a person has wine, then the Bracha Bori Pia Geffen doesn't cut the grapes. Ve'cheve Bracha Achroino, Tzachel Haskel Eitz Ve'al Pia Eitz. It says the Mechaber, when you make a Bracha Achroino, you have to mention not just Al Geffen Valpriya Geffen, you have to also mention Al Eitz Valpriya Eitz. So it's not clear when the Mechaber says you have to mention, again, he's talking about a case where you had wine and you had grapes. And he says you have to make sure to mention, says the Mechaber, in your Bracha Achroino, make sure to mention Al Eitz Valpriya Eitz. Does he mean, and if you didn't, then you're not Yotze B'di'evet? It just means, obviously, that's the Din L'chatchila. You shouldn't just allow yourself only to say Al Geffen Valpriya Geffen. You have to make sure to add also Eitz Valpriya Eitz. So you could argue that the Mishnah, that the Mechaber only means in the, but what happens if you put the Eved, you said that you only said Al Geffen Al Priya Geffen, you didn't say Al Eitz Val Priya Eitz? Maybe you're Yotze with the Eved. Mechaber's not clear. So, but the Mishnah Brua is very clear. The Mishnah Brua says in that scenario, if you made only Al Geffen Al Priya Geffen and you didn't make Al Eitz Val Priya Eitz, then you are not Yotze. You are not Yotze, and you have to go and make another. You have to make another Bracha Chorin. The Hainu, in a case where you had wine and you had grapes and you only made the bracha chroino of Agef Valpriya Geffen and you didn't say Al Eitz Valpriya Eitz, Mishnah Brua says very clearly you have to make another bracha chroino, a separate bracha chroino, Al Eitz Valpriya Eitz. So if we apply that to our other scenario, which is the case where you had cake and you had wine, then you will come out with this is the same thing, that even though it's true that the Alamichia would have pattered and would have been sufficient if you would have only made alamichia on the wine, like we said, because the yain has this mila that it's soyed. But if you made alamichia on the cake, and you forgot to make the alagefin, you have to go back and make another alagefin. I just want to bring out then, the according to the differences between the Kafachayim and the Mishnah Brua. According to the Kafachayim, Kafachayim seems to be saying, and for some reason, this is what we're going to need to explain now, seems to be explaining that there's a difference between a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. According to the Kaf Chaim, he says that if you made alamichia and you had drunk wine and you really need to be making alagefen, you shouldn't now go and make a new bracha of alagefen in yotze b'di'evet because alamichia patters alagefen. So if we go through the different scenarios, if a person has wine and has cake and has wine, so if you made alamichia on the cake, and that were part of the wine. If you had cake, wine, and grapes, and you only made alamichia, so then the alamichia will patter the wine, and it will patter the cake, but it will not patter the grapes, because grapes don't have the mila that yayin has. Obviously, if you made alagefen, and you didn't make alamichia, and you didn't make alaeitz, so the alagefen will patter the grapes, because like Mr. Mechabas, that's clear, the alagefen patters grapes, but it will not patter the mezoinus. So, and if you made Allah 8 only, and you didn't make, again, this scenario where you had cake, grapes, and wine, and you only made Allah 8, what should the locha be? The locha should be, well, the great Allah 8 definitely doesn't patter mezoinus, that's for sure. And does it patter the wine? So we said that's a machlokes whether or not, by brocha b'shoina, got the same question, does a brocha of 8 patter yain? So that is a machlokes, and with saying that sofik brachos lakel, so too by the bracha chroina. So if you had all three foods and you made ala eitz only, so with the eved would say you should not make at least you shouldn't now go make a new bracha separately for the wine, but the moment bezonis naturally would need their own, you'd have to make a new bracha chroina. So mashenkin according to the Mishnah Brua, doesn't matter. All these scenarios, they all require new bracha. Because even though it's true that alamichia patters alagefen, and alagefen patters ala eitz, doesn't matter. Because that's only going to be true where you're only eating one food, and you made the wrong bracha on that one food. But where you were where you're eating two foods, and you made the correct bracha for the one food you ate, it doesn't automatically patter the other food. So the question is, what's going on over here? What's this machlokes between the Mishnah Brua and the Kafachayim? And the Mishnah Brua is correct. Because we know that's true by Bracha Rishayna. By Bracha Rishayna, if you've got in front of you a Hadoma and Ha'etz, and you make a Bracha on the Hadoma, it doesn't part of the other Eitz. Let's talk about this scenario. If you've got wine and you've got grapes in front of you, and you make a Bei Pri HaGafen, it doesn't part of the grapes. Even though, but the Eved, if you made Alagafen, it would part of the grapes. So why should Bracha Chroina be any different? That if you made Alagefen, then it does patter, according to the Kafachayim, but the Evid, it does patter. So I found the Tshuva from the Hatzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he discusses this Sugya, and he says that he brings a klal from the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that it's possible to be mechalik between, and it's a very, very nice chiluk. It's a beautiful chiluk. A difference between a bracha rishoyna and a bracha achroyna. That bracha rishoyna, when I'm drinking my wine and I've got my grapes in front of me, there's absolutely no reason why I have to eat grapes. If I want to eat grapes, I can eat grapes. I don't have to eat grapes. I've decided I want to have wine and grapes. So I make a bracha on the wine and I make a bracha on the separate bracha on the grapes. If I drink, make a bracha on the wine, it happens to be that bracha with the ever would part of the grapes, but I'm not in a situation where I have any necessity to eat the grapes. So therefore, why should, unless I have specific kavanah, which case, like we said already, that does patter. But why should the bracha rishona that I'm making on the grapes, why should that patter the yain? If I make the bracha on the yain, why should the bracha on the yain patter the grapes? Masha enke bracha achroina, I've already eaten that food, and I'm now mechuyuv to make a bracha rishona. I'm already in a situation where I have a chiyuv to make a bracha. I have in front of me, I have right now, I'm in a situation, I've had already my grapes, I've had already my wine. I have to make a bracha achroina. I'm already mechuyev ve'oimed, as he says. I'm mechuyev ve'oimed in a bracha achroina. So when I make that bracha, a bracha achroina, it will patter something, even if I don't have intention for it. Because I'm in a situation where I'm obligated already to make that bracha achroina. Says Lamoshul, if a person's eaten Pasa Baba Kisnim, a person eats something sweet, a rogolach or something like that, and another person changes his mind, decides he wants to bench. So, l'chatchila, a person should first make alamichyo, because this rogolach got no shaykhas to the meal, and then you should go and you should bench. So why can't you do the other way around? Why can't you bench and then afterwards make the alamichyo? The answer is, because Birchas HaMozon patters, the Birchas HaMozon will patter the Pasavah Kisnim, whether you like it or not. So therefore, you should first make the Alamichyo, and then you should say Birchas HaMozon. Why? Because Bracha Achroina is coming to, you've got an obligation, it's coming to patter, to you should be, fulfill your obligation of Bracha Achroina. So too over here as well. Says the Hatzvi, and that will be pshat in the Kafachayim, and I think there are other Achronim who say like this as well, not many, that there's a difference between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achroina. Bracha Achroina will automatically, whether you like it or not, it will be koilel, whatever it's possible for it to be koilel. So therefore, cake will automatically patter yain. And yain, alagefen, will automatically patter grapes. So the question is, what do you do halacha lemaisa? I still think that at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah is mefurish, not like that. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you should go make one. You could argue something brachas lahakel, and there you have got the kafah chaim. But I think if Mishnah Berurah even, then the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that you should go ahead and you should make a new bracha regardless, new bracha achroina. So just in conclusion, to be clear, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that if you forgot one of, doesn't matter, you forgot ala michyo, forgot ala eight, you forgot ala gefen. In any of those scenarios where you were eating all three or two items, not obviously where you made the bracha by mistake, but where you're eating two or three items and you needed to make a second, then you should, according to Mr. Bro, you should make a new bracha. Yes.
When you say the second time, on the thing you missed out.
Yeah.